Thank you, Chair. I will outline some shorter recommendations now, and I have already shared some more detailed wording suggestions in our written submission. Paragraph 3.3 should be at the start of the operative section as the core commitment of the declaration, a commitment to avoid the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas would provide the greatest protection to civilians and would reduce the potential contamination with explosive ordnance and the subsequent risks associated with it. The reference to explosive weapons with wide area effects should be added back into this paragraph. Explosive ordnance is a secondary effect of the use of a WIPA with onward reverberating effects, including accidents, impeding safe movement of IDPs and refugees, and blocking rubble removal, reconstruction, and restoration of key services. MAG welcomes the commitment to address reverberating effects in paragraph 3.4. This should be further strengthened by stating that armed forces should specifically assess and take steps to mitigate the different foreseeable effects rather than simply taking them into account. MAG also supports the removal of the reference to battle damage assessments in paragraph 3.4 and including instead a separate commitment for armed forces to establish the necessary capacity to track civilian harm, including casualties and damage to civilian objects. In addition to the learning opportunities for tactical, operational, and policy responses, civilian harm data can inform the prioritization and response of mine action organizations, especially in the immediate aftermath of conflict, before communities have returned, when information of the potential location of explosive ordnance is limited. We welcome paragraph 3.5, which calls for clearance of explosive ordnance. The pace of clearance is slower and more resource intensive in populated areas, as it often requires mechanical assets to process unsafe rubble, and clearance has to be conducted in three dimensions in multi-story buildings. MAG's experience in Iraq shows that clearance of explosive ordnance in urban settings is 6 times more expensive than similar work done in rural areas. Until clearance is complete, risk education is the only activity that can protect civilians from the explosive threat. Therefore, MAG calls for the provision of risk education to affected populations to be included in paragraph 3.5, alongside marking clearance, removal, and destruction of explosive ordnance. While humanitarian clearance should begin as soon as possible after the end of active hostilities, risk education can and should be delivered as soon as the use of explosive weapons is confirmed, including through remote means, such as radio and social media, that allow safety messages to reach communities even when conflict prevents direct access. So in order to keep this paragraph simple and relevant for both clearance and risk education, we propose removing the phrase as soon as possible after the end of active hostilities. Finally, in addition to the provisions on clearance and risk education, we also call on states to record, retain, and share the location, number, and type of explosive weapons used in populated areas. This would facilitate the planning and efficiency of the mine action response, and it would save lives. Considering the direct relevance of this commitment to the clearance of explosive ordnance, and also in order to heed the call from Norway to keep the declaration short, we suggest also considering adding this in paragraph 3.5. So if I may, I will just read quickly our proposal for paragraph 3.5, which is ensure the marking, clearance, and removal of or destruction of explosive ordnance, along with the provision of risk education to affected populations, semicolon, to facilitate the rapid delivery of these activities, ensure the recording and sharing of information on the location, number, and type of explosive weapons used with national mine action authorities or other responsible agencies, the United Nations, and non-governmental organizations. Thank you, Chair.